المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون.
The hypocrites, be they men or women, are all alike. They enjoin what is evil and forbid what is good, and withhold their hands from doing good. They forgot Allah, so Allah also forgot them. Surely the hypocrites are wicked, and withhold their hands from doing good.
An instinctive interest in evil and hostility to goodness are common denominators of all hypocrites. If a person is inclined to evil, they lavish their sympathy, counsel, encouragement, and support upon him. They do not fail to intercede on his behalf, and spare no eloquence in their praise of him. They join hands in his evil deeds, and urge others to take part in them as well. They also encourage the evildoer to continue in the same vein. Their attitude leaves no room for doubt that evil gratifies them to the core. For the mere sight of a good deed puts them off. The very thought of goodness distresses them. They are ill prepared to see anybody suggest an act of goodness. When they see anyone proceed in that direction, they writhe in pain. They resort to a variety of devices to obstruct people from doing good and to dissuade them from it. Another trait common to all hypocrites is their unwillingness to spend in good causes. This characterizes not only those hypocrites who are miserly, but also those who are otherwise spendthrift. The ill-gotten wealth of the hypocrites is either stored in their coffers or squandered on unlawful pursuits. They are utterly extravagant if the purpose be evil, but are totally close-fisted if the money is needed for a good cause.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ.
Allah has promised hellfire to the hypocrites, both men and women, and to the unbelievers. They shall abide in it, a sufficient recompense for them. Allah has cursed them, and theirs is a lasting torment.
كَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا فَاسْتَمْتَعُوا بِخَلَاقِهِمْ فَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِخَلَاقِكُمْ كَمَا اسْتَمْتَعَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ بِخَلَاقِهِمْ وَخُضْتُمْ كَالَّذِي خَاضُوا أُولَئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ.
Your ways are like the ways of those who have gone before you. They were mightier than you in power and more abundant in riches and children. They enjoyed their lot for a while, as you have enjoyed your lot, and you also engaged in idle talk as they did. Their works have come to naught in this world, and in the hereafter they are surely the losers. Your ways are like the ways of those who have gone before you.
The foregoing characterized the hypocrites in the third person. Here, suddenly they are addressed directly in the second person.
أَلَمْ يَأْتِهِمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَقَوْمِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَأَصْحَابِ مَدْيَنَ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتِ أَتَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Have they not heard the accounts of those who came before them, of the people of Noah and Ad and Thamud and the people of Abraham, peace be upon them, and the dwellers of Midian and the ruined cities? Their messengers came to them with clear signs. Then it was not Allah who caused them any wrong. They rather wronged themselves. Have they not heard the accounts of those who came before them? The narrative again reverts to a description of the hypocrites in the third person, and the dwellers of Midian, and the ruined cities. This refers to the areas where the people of Lot, peace be upon him, lived. Then it was not Allah who caused them any wrong. They rather wronged themselves. The Quran emphasizes that earlier communities were not destroyed because God had any grudge against them, which prompted him to seek their destruction. This calamitous end was the natural result of their own actions. God gave them every opportunity to choose the right path. He gave them every opportunity to think and to understand. He sent messengers to admonish them, and who warned them of the dire consequences of their wickedness, who explained clearly which way leads to salvation and which to destruction. But when they failed to pay any heed to these admonitions and persisted in following the wrong path, they inevitably met with disastrous consequences. This constitutes the import of the above verse. It is not Allah who wrongs them, it is they who wrong themselves.
وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
The believers, both men and women, are allies of one another. They enjoin good, forbid evil, establish prayer, pay zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Surely Allah will show mercy to them. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Establish prayer, pay zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger.
The Muslims and hypocrites stood apart, each a separate entity. Superficially, they seemed identical insofar as both groups recognized Islam as their religion and outwardly followed the same set of religious practices. Nevertheless, they differed in character, temperament, behavior, and habits. In short, in their total orientation, in the case of the hypocrites, faith was merely a verbal claim devoid of true conviction. This claim was repudiated by their lifestyle. Their case is similar to that of a man who fills up a container with filth and labels it perfume, a claim which will instantly be known to be false by the stench it gives off. In the case of the true believers, their claim can be verified by reference to their character and conduct. The label of perfume is justified by the sweet smell. Both the hypocrites and true believers passed off as members of the same Muslim community due to the label of Islam. Nevertheless, the characteristics of the two were so radically different that they could not be considered one community. The hypocrites, by dint of their heedlessness to God, their instinctive interest in evil, their revulsion against goodness, their unwillingness to cooperate with good causes, were a community by themselves. On the other hand, the true believers, men and women, constituted a distinct community because they shared many traits. They were instinctively disposed to righteousness, they abhorred evil, and remembrance of God was the very breath of life for them. They also spent freely in the way of God, and the dominant characteristic of their life as a whole was obedience to God. These common characteristics developed a sense of common identity among them and made them quite distinct from the hypocrites.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Allah has promised the believing men and believing women gardens beneath which rivers flow. They shall abide in it. There are delightful dwelling places for them in the gardens of eternity. They shall, above all, enjoy the good pleasure of Allah. That is the great achievement.